ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد In continuation of our book نواقض الإسلام My Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab رحمه الله would be reading the fifth point الناقض الخامس The fifth thing that nullifies people's Islam. The book is Nawaqid al-Islam, the things that nullify people's Islam. Somebody is a Muslim, but what are those things that can make him become a non-Muslim? These things are called Nawaqid al-Islam. Ulama say they are many, but these 10 are the most frequently committed. Those ones people fall into frequently, and they are like one of them says, "Akhtaruha," the most dangerous of them. So today, inshallah, we're reading the fifth matter. He said, "Al-Qadr," the fifth one. "Man abghadha shay'an mimma ja'a bihi ar-rasul." صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ولو عمل به كفر من أبغض شيئا مما جاء به الرسول صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ولو عمل به كفر إجماعا والدليل قوله تعالى ذلك بأنهم كرهوا ما أنزل الله فأحبط أعماله الشيخ said الخامس the fifth point من أبغض شيئا مما جاء به الرسول صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ولو أمل به كفر إجماعا والدليل قوله تعالى ذلك بأنهم كرهوا ما أنزل الله فأحبط أعمالهم يسد رحمه الله من أبغض شيئا مما جاء به الرسول صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم من أبغض شيئا whoever أبغض شيئا hate anything abhors anything, whoever dislikes anything, mimma jaa bihi ar-rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, from what the Prophet brought, what the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam has brought. وَلَوْ عَمِلَ بِهِ Even if that person brought that kafara ijma'a, he becomes a kafir. And that is by consensus. وَالْدَلِيلِ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى And the evidence for that is Allah's statement, the exalted. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَرِهُوا مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ That is because they have hated, they have disliked what Allah has revealed. فَأَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ As a result, Allah wasted their deeds. The Shaykh said, رَحْمَهُ اللَّهُ مَنْ أَبْغَضَ شَيْئًا مِمَّا جَاءَ بِهِ الرَّسُولِ Whoever hates anything, whoever abhors anything, مِمَّا جَاءَ بِهِ الرَّسُولِ Out of what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has brought, وَلَوْ أَمِنَ بِهِ Even if that person goes back. He says, مَنْ أَبْغَضَ شَيْئًا مِمَّا جَاءَ بِهِ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ Whoever hates anything from what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has brought. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has brought two things. He has brought the Quran and his Sunnah. He has brought the Quran and the explanation of the Quran. He brought the two. He was not explaining the Quran out of his own volition. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he brought the Quran together with the explanation of the Quran. He was giving the two. He was giving the Quran. He was giving the explanation of the Quran. So that is why the ulama say al-wahyu wahya, revelation is two. الوحي المتلو The revelation that we read, that is Quran. نتلو We read, we make تلاوة of Quran. It's وحي والوحي غير متلو And the وحي we don't read, we don't recite. If someone wants to perform Salat, says الحمد لله رب العالمين أفتى بسملة Because Surah Al-Fatiha is not complete without Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah Al-Fatiha is not complete without Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. After Fatiha, we say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we begin to read. What we are doing is tilawah. That is for Quran alone. The hadith is popular that إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ Go. All actions will be rewarded according to intention. As authentic as this hadith is, it occurs in Sahih al-Bukhari, it occurs in Sahih Muslim, it occurs in almost as Sunan al-Arba' al-Masani, this hadith, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ If a person comes in Salah, even after reciting Surah al-Fatiha, and then begins to say, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ The rest of us behind him will start saying, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Because that is hadith. It is not meant for tilawa. Although it is wahyu from Allah to the Prophet Muhammad. It is part of the explanation of the Quran. But it is al-wahyu ghayru matlu. The revelation that we don't recite. We only study it. We don't recite it. But the Quran, reciting the Quran itself is rewarding. So the Prophet has come with two things, alayhi salam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He came with two things. He came with the Quran. He came with the explanation of the Quran. These two make the deen of Islam. The Quran and the explanation of the Quran. And that is what Allah did to all the ummah before our own. Their prophet came with the book. It shows the importance of explanation.
وما أرسلناك إلا لتبين للناس ما نزل إليهم.
We have not sent you Muhammad except that your duty is for you to bayin linnas, for you to explain to the people ma nuzila ilayhim, what we have revealed to them. So two things, he has two jobs: receive revelation, then do what? Explain the revelation that he has received. So the prophet came with two things: the Quran and the explanation of the Quran. Our deen is not complete without any one of them. There is the idea they call Quraniyun. When we were in the university, I was sure they existed somewhere around Ogun State, in Yoruba land. And they are in Kaduna very well. We call them Dangurgu. You know Kaduna very well. In Tudumwada, around Kadpoli, they have a mosque there. The man does not believe that there is Sunnah, there is Hadith. He only believes in Quran alone, no Hadith. If he's making tafsir, you will never hear him say, "Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." So he explains the Quran according to what he deems to be Hawa, according to what he feels is correct. And my dear brothers, may Allah guide us and keep our feet firm on the path of Islam. This person attended Islamic University of Medina. Lakin adallahu Allahu ala ilm. So he came back after graduating and started preaching Islam. So there are people like that. But there are people who will not declare that they don't accept Sunnah. They will not declare it. But in their actions, in their speeches, in their utterances, you see almost the same. The deen is not complete without the Sunnah. The deen is not complete without the Sunnah. Allah sent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the Quran and the explanation of the Quran. And our deen is so nice and different from other deens, other religions. The Quran, which are the words of Allah in their expressions. In the Quran, the expressions of the Quran are from Allah. The meaning of the Quran are from Allah. The Quran is from Allah in its meaning and expression. So Allah made it different from the explanation of the Quran. Allah says, "Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta," that this salah is established upon believers in their time. Salat al-subh, he has his time. Zuhur, time. Asr, time. Maghrib, time. Isha, time. He now sends Jibreel alayhi salam to explain that verse to the Prophet Muhammad. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam came twice to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he will tell him at the time, at the beginning, the commencement time for Salatul Zuhur. The time for Salatul Zuhur is not necessarily 2 o'clock. This is another ailment around us here in Yoruba land. We think that the time of Zuhur is 2 o'clock, no. We think that the time for Asr is 4 o'clock, no. We think that the time of Maghrib is 7 o'clock, no. And we think that the time of Isha is 8 o'clock, no. Although it is allowed to agree on a time in a masjid, it's agreed, it's allowed to agree that in this masjid you will pray Zuhur at so so time. That has evidence in Sunnah. We will prove it, we will explain it inshallah. But to fix it at say 4 o'clock, sometimes at 4 o'clock it is not time for Asr. And people pray Asr like that. It's wrong. The ulama say if a person performs salah, when the time for that salah is not reached, that salah is ba'afila, invalid, null and void, because its time has not reached. It's like the person who goes to Arafah in Muharram to say he wants to make Hajj. Does he have Hajj? He has to wait till Dhul-Hijjah. Not just Dhul-Hijjah, on the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah. Likewise, all the acts of worship that are time-based in Islam, they are not allowed for us to perform them before their time. So that is why the question comes back. How then, when then are the times of Salah? When are the times of Salah? Salah to Sufi. When it is time. Zuhur, when it is time. Asr, Maghrib, Isha. When are their times? Salah to Sufi. The time for Sufi, our Fajr, is when the Fajr comes out. Not, there are two types of Fajr. There is a Fajr we refer to as Al-Kazi, the false Fajr. It will come out, say, 4:30, nearing 5. The sky will appear relatively bright and it will spread. Sometimes you see it as patches, but you see it all around. That those white patches may still have some reddish tinges, some reddish coloration. That is not Fajr. When the Fajr comes out, it comes out and it is bright. It's usually in a particular direction. And it is from that direction, here where we are in Nigeria, it will usually come from the east. It is from there that it begins to spread until it spreads across. But for the false Fajr, you see it in patches all around. You see it here, you see it there, you see it there. That is false Fajr. But the actual Fajr, you see it coming up from this area. You see it spreading and it will be bright. It will not come and go. It will come and get stronger until the day finally breaks. This is the time for Fajr. Fajr commences from the beginning of dark and ends when the sun begins to rise. So this is the time for Fajr. It has a beginning time and it has an end there. Likewise, Zuhur. The time for Zuhur is when the sun is right on our horizon. When the sun descends the horizon, Zuhur starts. When the sun is on the horizon, you don't pray Zuhur. This time, it is prohibited to observe Salah. When the sun is directly above our head, in Yoruba they say, Orunwa Niyatari, is it? Huh? Orunka. So at that time, the sun is up there. How do you know? When you look on the ground, you will not see any image around yourself. If you find an image, that image in Arabic is called Zillu Zawad. And it has a reason why it is there. You see, very small, protruding near your leg. It doesn't mean that Zawal has occurred. That is, it doesn't mean that the sun has left the horizon. It has descended. It doesn't mean. Zuhur starts when the sun comes away from Atari that you know it's in Yoruba. Once it descends, Zuhur has started. This is the beginning of the time of Zuhur. And you will see that your image on the ground begins to extend. In the morning, if you watch your image on the ground, brothers, let us, and sisters, let us get this point clearly. Because it will help the way we perform Salah a lot. You observe it on your own. You will see that in the morning, your image will be in what direction? Will be behind you, opposite the direction of the Qibla. It's another way to understand Qibla in Nigeria. We are so fortunate. If you are somewhere, you don't know how to get your Qibla. In the morning, if you are in Nigeria, your image will be in the direction of opposite the Qibla. You know this is the opposite of that is the direction of Qibla. So when the sun begins to come out in the morning gradually, that image will be reducing. The image will be reducing as the sun is going up the horizon. The image will be reducing. When the sun is directly above us, that is when we say the sun is on the Atari, as you say. And at that time, you are not expected to have any image. But if you have, it will be a small image called what? Now, when the sun goes, leaves the horizon and turns towards the west, going to set, the direction of your image on the ground will be in the direction of Qibla. If anybody goes out now, the direction of Qibla is the direction of your image. That is how to know Qibla again in Nigeria. If you go anywhere, just stand in the sun. That direction, your image on the ground, your shadow is facing that place. That is Qibla. So, at the time of Zuhur, that image will begin to increase gradually as the sun is going further. The image will be going towards the direction of the Qibla more and more. It will be getting bigger and bigger. As the sun is going, it will be getting bigger. Your image on the ground. When your image reaches exactly your height plus Zillu Zawal. You know Zillu Zawal was there at point zero. So if you want to know the correct time for Asr, your height plus Zillu Zawal will give you the correct time to commence Asr. That is the time for Asr. Because the time for Salah change, sometimes it could, sometimes it will be before 4 o'clock. Like these days, it is before 4 o'clock. So when they pray Asr at 4 o'clock, the Asr is accepted. But sometimes it will be around quarter after 4. When they pray Asr at 4 o'clock, that Asr is a wrong Asr. Please, let us take these things. Asr is not 4 o'clock. If we are asking ourselves to say 4 o'clock, Allah didn't say that. The Prophet did not say that. So that is the time for Asr. And that one continues like that. Asr has a very long time range. For Zuhur, from the time the sun descends up to your image being equal your size. That is the time for Zuhur. So you see time range. Meaning if you now, as you give the time, the sun descends the horizon and the image is on the ground forming in the opposite direction, let's say 1 o'clock, for example, 1 o'clock. You will see that the time that your image will be your size, which will be the commencement of the time of Asr, may be say 3:30 or 4. Between 1 and 4 is the time for Salatul Zuhur. Any Salatul Zuhur prayed within this time is allowed. Before is not allowed. Within is allowed. A mosque can now decide to choose. Between 1 o'clock, they can pray at 1:30, they can pray at 1:15, they can pray at 1:45, allowed. They can pray at 2 o'clock, allowed. Underline the word, allowed. They can pray at 2:30, 2:45, still allowed. Within the time range, but the Prophet Muhammad, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, went and asked him, أي عمل أحب إلى الله؟ What deed is most beloved to Allah? And from amongst what he mentioned, he said, الصلاه في أول وقتها. Performing salah at its beginning time. Meaning that if the time is between 1 and 3:30, as we gave in an example, to perform salah to Zuhur at 1, is better than performing it at 1:15. Is better than performing it at 1:20. If you pray at 1:30, it is better than praying at 2 o'clock. It will not be issue of which one is better, not which way acceptable. Within the range is acceptable, but which one is better will not be the case. As long as it is within the time range. We have mentioned the time for Sukh. We have mentioned the time for Zuhur. We have mentioned the time for Asr. Likewise, Asr extends until you see the sun. You see it round. You see it descending the horizon. When it descends, that is the time for Maghrib. So Asr has a long time from, for example, 3:30 up to that time, you can pray Asr. And then Maghrib has a very short time. What is the time? From the time that sun descends the horizon, up to the time that you don't see the sky, the reddish color you see in the sky. You know, during Maghrib, the sky is reddish. From afterwards, it starts becoming darker and darker. When the redness leaves the sky, that's the time for Salatul Isha. One of the things that will help you to know that is the fact that the stars would be shining. The stars would have been out. And the time for Isha extends unto midnight, mid half of the night. So these are the times for Salah. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam came twice to tell the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the commencement time for Salah And he came back again to tell him the end time of Salah. And he says the times of Salah are in between these two times. That one is not in the Quran. So if you believe Quran alone, you don't believe Sunnah, how do you know the times for Salah? That's where we are coming to. That one is not in the Quran. Allah only said, Inna Salata Kana Ala Al-Mu'minina Kitaba. Wudu, as explicit as that verse is in Ma'idah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, idha kumtum ila salati, fawsilu wujuhakum, wa aydiyakum ila al-marafiq, wa amsahu bi ru'usikum, wa arjulakum ila al-ka'bayn, wa in kuntum junuban fatahharu. That's the end of wudu. Even junub, let's speak junub. So, wa in kuntum junuban fatahharu. If you are in the state of junub, make tahara. How? Did he tell us? He tell us. It is the Prophet Muhammad that came to explain janaba. You make wudu, you do this, you wash your head, you make niyyah, you wash your entire body and all of it. So, what the Prophet came with are two. He came with the Quran and the explanation of the Quran. So, man abghaba shay'an mimma ja'a bihi ar-rasul. Any person who hates anything from the Quran and from the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad. This is the point we address. Anybody who hates anything, hating a thing, and that thing is in the Quran, and that thing is in the Sunnah, or is in the Sunnah, or is in the Quran. Because there are aspects of Islam that you only find them in the Quran, you don't find in the Sunnah. Although those ones are very rare. And there are explanations, of course, of the Quran in the Sunnah. And an explanation is supposed to be more detailed than the text we are explaining. So the Sunnah has more details of our religion. In all of these, we must not hate anything inside Islam. No matter how much Boko we have read. Because sometimes when people have professorial diseases that they think they have read, you know, they are now experienced people, they say, you know, that's why me, I don't like it in Islam. Don't say that. You are making a statement of kufr. You are making a statement. You say, I like everything in Islam except this one. You're telling Oga, that statement you are making is a statement of kufr. He said, Man abghada shay'an mimma ja'a bihi ar-rasul. Anybody who hates anything, don't forget. We said that one of the greatest aspects of ibadah is what? Al-mahabbat. Loving Allah. If you love Allah, you must love His Sharia. If you love Allah, you must love what Allah says, worship me with. Allah says, worship me like this. So if we really love Allah, we should accept. So the one who hates anything from what the Prophet has brought has some level of hatred for who? Allah. That is the implication. It's a very dangerous thing. There are many things like that. People hate. They don't like it. Some people say, I like everything inside Islam except this black you are wearing. Somebody has said that to me before. I said, that was how the wives of the Prophet Muhammad. That was how they were wearing. Your Prophet Muhammad. He kept quiet. To your Prophet Muhammad, his wife, that was how they were dressed. He may still find some problems, but he kept silent. Ani Allahu. So how many will not keep quiet? And how many will, even when they don't keep quiet, still hate it in their heart? That do the enemy like him there. Do the enemy like him. Nobody should say that. And nobody should behave like that. 90% of men who wear coats wear black coats. They did not take that dudu coat. 90% of women who carry bags carry black bags. They don't hate that black. But because this one is from Allah and His Messenger, they hate it. It's kufr. It's a very serious matter. One of the scholars said the matter is serious because it has to do with the heart. If you hate it, we do not know. You are the only one that knows. So you should check yourself and I should check myself. Is there anything in Islam that I dislike? I was in a program someday long ago, more than 20 years ago. They were discussing polygyny, marriage to more than one wife. A sister stood up. She's a medical doctor. She was a doctor then. She'd have been big mama now. She said, "Wallahi, brother, I like everything you are talking about, except this one. I don't like it." She doesn't like it. And it is in the Sharia of Allah. Like it. The wife, they say, if you like me, you like my dog. Dog! So if you like Allah, you must like the Sharia of Allah. Allah said in the Quran, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ. It is not befitting for a believer, male or female, إِذَا قَضَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَن يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. It is not befitting for somebody who says, I'm a believer, I'm a Muslim. When Allah and the messenger decide an affair, he not say, but me, I don't, you know. مَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ. That is not from the attributes of Iman. And then it contradicts submission to Allah. أَلِنْكِيَادُ لِلَّهِ. When they ask you, what is the meaning of Islam? You say Islam means peace or total submission to the will of Allah. Don't behave like a robot. You know a robot? When they ask you, what? Because it's been computed to behave like that. Let's not behave like that. Let's be Muslims consciously. Let's choose to be Muslim. When the robot is asked a question, it will give you the same answer. If you like, ask that question 50 times, it will give you that same answer 50 times. There's a software on the net for those who are learning English language. They call the boy Matt, M-A-T-T. If you type, how are you? He will answer you, I am fine. If you say, where are you going to? He can say, I'm going to the market, I'm going to, you understand? If you ask him, how are you, 10, 20 times, it will ask you, it will answer, I am fine, 20 times. Why? Because it has been programmed like that. It has no choice. It has no decision like you. Let's not be like Matt. Let us be human beings who chose Islam, who are convinced about Islam and chose it as a way of life. So when they ask us what is the meaning of Islam, submission to Allah, and we should actually mean what we say, that Islam is to submit to Allah. How then do you say you submit and you hate? Do they go together? Someone says he submits and then he hates. Then we have not submitted properly. Let's watch our submission. That's what Allah says again. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu udkhulu fis-silmi kaffatan wa la tattabi'u khutuwati ash-shaytan. Oh, you who believe, udkhulu fis-silm. Come all into Islam completely. Don't say I hate in Islam. You hate something. Don't. Wala tattabi'u khutuwati ash-shaytan. It's like saying for you to say, I like Islam, but I hate one thing. It's like following the ways of shaytan. I accept all, but I hate one thing. Don't hate anything in Islam. It's obligation. We must like everything in Islam. If you like Allah, you must like the legislations of Allah. So he says, "Man abghadha shay'an mimma ja'a bihi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam." Whoever hates anything, whoever abhors anything from what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought, wallahu amila bihi. Look at it. Even if that person is doing that thing, if you are wearing hijab and you hate hijab, you are wasting your time. If you are performing salat and you hate salat, you are wasting your time. Allahu amila bihi. Kafara ijma'a. It's kufr. Do you know people pray and they hate salat? Why did Allah bring this salat? This salat, I like Islam, everything, but this salat, Ustaz, every time, five times.
Oh. If somebody says that out of laziness, it's something else. If lazy, will encourage him. Tarjeeb will work. But when the person hates the salah, then it is tarjeeb, warning. You don't have a right to hate. If you truly submit, you are now declaring yourself independent, that you don't want to submit again. That is the meaning.
Man abghadha shay'an mimma ja'a bihi ar-rasul wa law 'amila bihi kafara.
Even if that person is doing that, kafara ijma'i, that person becomes a disbeliever by consensus. There are no individuals among the scholars of Islam that do not agree that anybody who does that is going out of Islam. But why should a Muslim dislike anything in Islam, when even non-Muslims like everything about Islam? Do you know there are non-Muslims who like everything about Islam? The only thing is that they are not Muslims. They will say, everything your religion, I like it. Your women, your men, your prayer, your salat, your zakah, everything I like it, except that he's not a Muslim. As-salullah, as-salam, as-salam. There are many people like that. So why then, you that Allah has blessed with Islam, why should you detest, why should you despise anything in Islam? Why? So if you are still battling with something, start battling it now. And what you will use to win that battle is loving Allah. When you love Allah more, all those things will go out of your heart. Bismillah. That's why we can't do without working to love Allah. We must love Allah. We must love the Prophet Muhammad. وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى. The evidence for that. Before we come to that, the Muslims, the non-Muslims, mushrikun or kafirun, and the munafikun, because all human beings are divided into three. Human beings are either Muslims or kafirun or munafikun. The worst are the munafikun. Do you know? Munafikun are worse than kafirun. May Allah protect us from nifaq. Munafikun are worse than kafirun. So, the kafirun, they hate the Islamic Sharia. They hate our Sharia. Non-Muslims. Disbelievers, they hate the Sharia. Munafikun also hate the Sharia and aspects of the Sharia. But the way they hate it are different. The kafir hates it and he will not do it. The munafik hates it, but he will be doing it. Don't be munafik. It means those who are not praying cannot suffer from that problem. They are kafirs already. Those who may have the problems are those praying. They are the ones that may hate praying. They may hate salah. Do we understand? A kafir is not prone to nifaq, hypocrisy. But the Muslim is prone to it. Do we understand? A kafir may not be affected by hypocrisy, because he has declared that he is a kafir. But the Muslim is the one that may have that problem, because he'll be praying while he hates the prayer. Allah said to us in the Quran, Allah says, وَإِذَا كِيلَ لَهُمْ, regarding kuffar, non-Muslims, Allah said, وَإِذَا كِيلَ لَهُمْ اسْجُدُوا لِلرَّحْمَانِ, when they are told, perform salah for Allah ar-Rahman, قَالُوا وَمَا الرَّحْمَانِ, kuffar. What? Who is that ar-Rahman? وَإِذَا كِيلَ لَهُمْ اسْجُدُوا لِلرَّحْمَانِ, Furqan, so? وَإِذَا كِيلَ لَهُمْ اسْجُدُوا لِلرَّحْمَانِ, when they are told, perform sujood, make salah for ar-Rahman, say, وَمَا الرَّحْمَانِ, تَالُونْ جَبَهْ, كِلُونْ جَبَهْ. Who is that? What is that ar-Rahman? أَنَسْجُدُ لِمَا تَأْمُرُنَا, should we perform sajda, salat, for that ar-Rahman that you are talking about? Allah says, wazadahum nufura. See now, that will increase them in avoiding. What's Rahman? So they will not perform salat. Wama ar-Rahman. That is why Allah described himself to them. From that place to the end of the verse, to the end of the surah, تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا وجعل فيها سراجا وقمرا منيرا وهو الذي استغفر لهم الرحمن. You want to know Ar-Rahman? I will tell you who I am. سبحانه وتعالى. I'm the one who placed the sun in the sky. وجعل فيها سراجا وقمرا. I placed siraj, قمر, the moon. I placed it there. I placed the sun there. وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ خِلْفَةً لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذَّكَّرَ أَوْ أَرَادَ شُكُورًا وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ. If you refuse to make ibadah for Ar-Rahman, let me tell you my Ar-Rahman, my slave, الَّذِي. Allah started telling us about ibadah al-Rahman. Kaf, his own case is easy. وَمَا الرَّحْمَنِ. Who is that Ar-Rahman? أَنَسْجُدُ لِمَا تَعْمُرُنَا إِنْ نَسْتُ. You are ordering us to make sujood, we will not. So they hate sajda, they hate salah. وَإِذَا كِيلَ لَهُمُ ارْكَعُوا لَا يَرْكَعُوا. When they are invited, come and perform salah with us, you must kaf. But munafikun, their own case is worse. And they gave the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a lot of it. Wallahi, munafikun worried the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is nothing they didn't say to him. They abused him, they insulted him, they abused his family. They say his wife committed zina out of zina. Munafikun, their own case was war, and they are praying together. They are coming for salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about that. He says, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُ. These munafiqun, hypocrites, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ. They seek to deceive Allah. They think that they are deceiving Allah. وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُ. But he is outplaying them in taxes. Allah outplays. They think they have one thing they can do against Allah, but Allah will outplay them. If we were discussing Asma'ullah wa Sifat, we would have explained this. It says, وَهُوَ خَادِئُهُمْ. And he outplays them in plot. It means plotting may be good and bad. Plotting for goodness is bad. Plotting for evil is bad. Plotting to outplot an evil plotter is good. Do we understand? So in this case, وَهُوَ خَادِئُهُمْ, and Allah is plotting against them too, is showing that this attribute is a positive attribute. Do we understand? The point of reference is that Allah says, وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا. When they stand to pray, they are lazy, they don't want to pray. Let's just pray and go. This is what they'll be saying. Because ordinarily they don't want to come for the salat. They hate it. Munafikun. Oh yeah, let's pray and go. He hates the salah. It is not everybody that does this thing that hates the salah. Some may be doing it out of ignorance, not knowing the implication, but some really hate the salah, they don't want it. They say, oh, you people are the one who say we should come for salah. We have come now, come and pray and let's go. Allah says, يُرَاؤُونَ النَّاسِ. They were only performing that salah so that the people can see them, that they too, they are Muslims. Allah says, وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And in that salah, they don't remember Allah at all except a little. Maybe when the imam says Allah Akbar, they too, they say Allah Akbar. That's all. So, the munafiqun are those who hate Islam and still do what? Still practice it. The Sheikh said, Man abghada shay'an mimma ja'a bihi ar-rasul whoever hates a thing from what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has brought, meaning somebody may just hate it and it's not doing it. He now said, walau amila bihi, even if that person is doing it. So class one is those who hate something in the Sharia and they are not doing it. Class two, those who hate something in Islam and they are what? They are doing it. An area where this thing happens a lot is when it has to do with spending in the cause of Allah. Some people hate it. Me, I don't suffer, I get money finished, then say, make I bring and come. Nah. Don't say that. It is munafiqun who do that. What did he say? وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا وَهُمْ كَارِهُونَ. Each time they spend something in the cause of Allah, they hate to spend. Munafiq. Spending in the cause of Allah, is it not a virtuous deed? So why should they hate it? Allah said, but when they do it, they hate it. This thing is in many people today. On Friday, this kind of a masjid is filled up with people up and down. When they calculate how much they have, they may not get up to 5,000 naira per Jumu'ah. Why? Many of the people are stingy when it comes to spending for the sake of Allah. And in Yoruba land, the craze, I didn't say craziness, the craze, C-R-A-Z-E, I want to build house. The Sharia didn't say don't build a house, but build a house for yourself on the day of Qiyamah. Do we understand? He said, for example, مَنْ بَنَا بَيْتًا لِلَّهِ بَنَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever builds a house for Allah on this earth, Allah will build a house for him in Al-Jannah. And Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah, he said this means that you are not wondering whether that person will enter Al-Jannah. He already has a house inside Al-Jannah. Whoever builds a masjid for Allah on the earth, Allah will build a house for him in Al-Jannah. Is he saying Allah will put him in Al-Jannah? No, that one is a concluded matter. He is talking about being a landlord inside Al-Jannah. So many of the people are stingy today. They behave like, underline these words. So when you quote it, don't quote it out of context. People behave the way the munafiqun used to behave. How did they behave? They spend, but they don't like to spend. So they will just bring, they have thousands of naira in the purse. They'll be looking for 5 naira inside. Just throw something there. Is it not? So let's spend. When we spend, let us spend happily for the sake of Allah. This is what Allah will reward. He says, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ وَمَا أَتَيْتُمْ مِنْ رِبَا لِيَرْبُوَ فِي أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ فَلَا يَرْبُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَتَيْتُمْ مِنْ زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. Allah says, وَمَا أَتَيْتُمْ مِنْ رِبَا لِيَرْبُوَ فِي أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ. What you bring, because you want to take some people's wealth, if I give that man 10 naira, he will dash me 1,000 naira. Don't give somebody something like because of that. In Yoruba land, people do it. Somebody has a child, you give him a ram. Because you know that if you have a child, he will give you 10 rams. Allah says, فَلَا يَرْبُوا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. This kind of a thing will not have barakah in the sight of Allah. وَمَا أَتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ. But what you give, seeking Allah's face, therewith, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. That is what I will give you in manifold. Your recompense will be in manifold. So when we give, let us give out of love for the sake of Allah. This is what Allah will reward. Those who hate to give fall in two categories. They may hate because they are just lazy, shaitan is threatening them. The love of Allah and submission to Allah will remove that one from their heart. But there are those who will give, but they hate to give. Why should Allah say we should bring our own money? As if the money is his own. Do we understand? Why did Allah say we should bring money? As if the money is his own. Is the money his own? Wallahi, the money belongs to Allah. Wallahi, money belongs to Allah. How many billionaires have we seen? And they have become something else.
There are many examples.
Money belongs to Allah. So spend it for the sake of Allah now.
We didn't say bring it to you. Give it to people you think they deserve it.
When you see a cause of Allah spending it happily, that is what we have reward. We have read the verse of Quran.
May Allah make it easy for us.
So the Sheikh said, "Man abghada shay'an mimma ja'a bihi ar-rasul." Anybody who hates a thing from what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has brought, walau amila bihi, even if that person is doing that thing, kafara ijma'an, that person is committing kufur by consensus. What dalil? The evidence for that is what Allah said in the Quran. This verse the Shaykh has quoted. Let's quote what is before it. It's in Surah Muhammad. Allah says, "Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, in tansurullaha yansurkum wa yuthabbit aqdamakum." Look at Allah. "Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, in tansurullaha," O ye who believe, "in tansurullaha," conditional, "if you help the cause of Allah, yansurkum," Allah will help you too. "Inna Allah la yukhlifu al-mi'ad," Allah does not renege in his promise. "In tansurullaha," if you help Allah's cause, "yansurkum," wallahi, Allah will help you too. Not only that, "wa yuthabbit aqdam," he will make your feet to be firm. He says, "وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا," but those who disbelieve, Allah says, "فَتَعْتَلَّهُ," halak be their own. May they be cursed, kufa. Allah says, "فَتَعْتَلَّهُ," may loss reach them. May Allah protect us. Allah says, "فَتَعْتَلَّهُ," may their own be lost, may they perish. وَأَضَلَّ عَمَالَهُمْ, all their works, I will waste it. Allah says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَرِهُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ. The reason why I curse them like that is because they hate what Allah has brought. So you see the danger in hating what Allah has brought? ذَلِكَ يعني تَعْتَ اللَّهُمْ وَأَضَلَّ عَمَالَهُمْ لِأَنَّهُمْ كَرِهُوا مَا أَنْزَلَ. Woe be their own, loss be theirs, may they lose, and I will waste their work. Why? They hate what Allah has brought. So let it be changed from now. Don't say, "I hate Eleha." Abada! Accept this Eha. Don't say it again. Unless this verse will be coming to you, we will not know you, but Allah knows you. And he's the one who said he will do it. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَتَعْسَلْ لَهُمْ وَأَضَلَّ. Go back to your house, go and look at it. I think verse 6 or 7 in Surah Muhammad. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَتَعْسَلْ لَهُمْ وَأَضَلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَرِهُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ. Because they hate something inside Islam. I waste all their deeds. That Hajj, that fasting, that Ramadan, that Sadaqah, you have been doing. One thing you hate in Islam will spoil all of it. It's very dangerous. The Sheikh has told us from the beginning that these 10, they are the ones that people fall into easily, and they are very dangerous. People fall into these things easily and they are dangerous. How can somebody hate Islam or hate anything inside Islam? The companions of the Prophet Muhammad. Somebody was asking me that many of the people, the prophets that came before the Prophet Muhammad, they were always asking their people for miracles, except the companions of the Prophet Muhammad. They never told him, "Muhammad, do miracle for us." They never asked the Prophet for a miracle.
So what they will say when his laws, Allah's laws, are read to them, وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَغُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا إِلَيْكَ سَمِعْنَا وَغُفْرَانَكَ. We have heard, Allah, that is what you will do. I had the opportunity of making a hajj with a senior military officer. So our languages were gathered. He called one of his juniors to watch over those luggages. He's coming. So when he came back, I asked him, I said, what if that boy did not stay there? Do you understand? The younger of, he's not an officer. He recruits, or what do you call him? So I asked the boss, what if that boy left that place? He looked at me like this. He said, Ustaz. I said, sir. He said, he will not think of it. He said, it will not come to his mind, let me leave. I said, what if we stay long there? He said, leave that one. He will, if it is dead, he will die there. That is Sami'na for human beings. He said, Wallah. He said, forget it. It will not even come to his mind. But when Allah give us a law, when Allah give us instruction, we will be considering to disobey Allah. Are we not ashamed of ourselves? Are we not ashamed of ourselves? He said, he will not think of it. He said, leave that one. He won't leave that one. He won't even come. In fact, this kind of statement, he has not heard it before. How can he tell me that I should think?